Welcome back to Children's Bible Stories. Thank you again for listening to our podcast. Please subscribe. We're here to continue the story about Joseph. In Egypt, the Ishmaelites had sold Joseph to Potiphar, who was one of Pharaoh's captains. God had blessed Joseph and made him very successful, and Potiphar had put Joseph in charge of his whole household. However, when Joseph served Potiphar well, Potiphar's wife had wanted Joseph to sin against God, but Joseph refused. So she lied about him. Potiphar believed her, and Joseph was thrown in prison. In prison, Joseph met two of Pharaoh's servants. They each had dreams, and God showed Joseph their meaning. Joseph's explanations came true. The cupbearer was released, and the baker was hanged. 2 years later, Pharaoh had two troubling dreams. The cupbearer had remembered what Joseph had done for him and told Pharaoh, so Pharaoh sent for Joseph and told him his dreams. God showed Joseph the meaning of Pharaoh's dreams. For 7 years, a lot of food will grow, said Joseph. So store up food, because 7 years of famine will follow. Pharaoh was impressed by Joseph's wisdom. So he put Joseph in charge of storing up all of the food. Apart from the Pharaoh, no one in Egypt was more powerful than Joseph. Joseph's brother went to Egypt to buy some food, and they bowed before Joseph, but did not recognize him. When he saw that they had changed, he told them who he was. The brothers were terrified. "You meant to harm me," Joseph said, "but God used that for good, and all this goodness that he has brought in me and blessed me with. I want to bring all of our family to Egypt, so we will have plenty to eat. We have been storing food for 7 years. Amen.